Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you. Good to have you. We're always happy to have, amen, those of you that are striving for Christ. We're always happy to be here. It's God's will. Here at Doctrine of Truth on Blog Talk Radio. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air, and we come to share what we know and what we are all about. We're not about to destroy, embarrass anyone, to tear down anyone, but we come to share what we know and what we are experiencing. Amen. The Bible says to get wisdom in all our getting, get an understanding, and also at the same time, amen, we would desire the sincere milk of the word, whereby we can grow thereby. We can grow thereby. Amen. The subject in the study is about Christians can marry after divorcement. Christians can marry after divorcement. Amen. Beginning of my pastorship and missionary journeys, I found that there were so many different churches in the islands and well in America that they were being oppressed and they were being torn down, amen, because of the fact there was a trap set. The enemy had set out a trap, and it was taking life and was taking joy from the body of Christ, amen. And they was wondering, and they had decided in themselves that they wanted to wait until Christ come, because, amen, they want to see heaven. And that's what it's all about. It's all about going to heaven, about having eternal life. So they were willing to give up their joy here on earth, amen, to be in heaven, be with Christ. But we're here tonight to let you know today, wherever you might be, that God is not the author of confusion. Neither God will take away your joy. Neither God will take away your life. Jesus said he came that you might have life and might have it more abundantly. Amen. This is what this discussion is about today, tonight. Amen. It's about can we go on? Can we go on? Since marriage was the beginning of time, God created marriage, God created the family. And the whole issue is, amen, is about the first commandments. One of the commandments, amen, that God gave to Adam and Eve, be fruitful and multiply. Everything God made was good. Everything God said, he told them to go forth and be fruitful and multiply. Seeds after their own seeds and herbs and animals all grew and multiplied. Amen. So God want mankind to continue. Amen. We're going to pray right now. Father, we thank you for all the listeners, wherever they might be. And Lord, we ask you through your Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in the truth. Oh God, that we can grow thereby, that you can lift the veil of the oppression, lift the veil of sorrow, oh God, and rejection, in the name of Jesus. And God, you will take this program tonight and stretch it out through among all people, oh God, because you came that we might have life and we might have it more abundantly. And we thank you, and we thank you for it. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, they can call into Doctrine of Truth. Amen. They have something to share. Maybe they have been going through, amen, problems and conditions of this subject matter, amen, about marriage and divorce. Or you might know a friend or someone being really oppressed. Amen. In the you can call toll-free 1-855-236-2252. 1-855-236-2252. You can also call 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Also, those that would like to write, amen, and send an email, sometimes we get involved and we really be enjoying one another and forget to give you where you can write and call. We appreciate those that have been calling and thanking, amen, and sharing. Amen. You can go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org on the website, as well as you can go to Facebook, www.facebook.com/ Jesus Christ International Ministries. www.facebook.com/ Jesus Christ International Ministries, INC. Amen. Or if you like to write, you can write JCIM Doctrine of Truth. JCIM Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888. P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida, TAMARAC 33320 USA. Tamarack, Florida, 33320 USA. God bless you for being in our hearing tonight, and we pray, amen. We'll set some of the foundation of scriptures, amen. We sure many more have scriptures, and we want to, this point of view and this focus, amen, is on the rebuilding of the body of Christ. All of us make mistakes. All of us have created problems of our own. Amen. And one of the greatest doctrine that God has given us, along with many more, is repentance. Repentance. One of the greatest ones. And this will be in this study here as well. Amen. A sincere heart. Amen. And confession. All of this is a part of the discussion. Okay. In Matthew's 18, Matthew 19 chapter, we're going to be again reading, and one of the questions was asked, amen, as to Jesus, the master teacher. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these saying, that he departed from Galilee and came to the region of Judah beyond Jordan, and a great multitude followed him, and he healed them there. The Pharisees also came to him, saying, testing him, saying to him, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for just any reason? Amen. That's where we are. Amen. For just any reason. And he answered and said, have you not read that he who had made them at the beginning made them male and female? And he said, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother, and shall join to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then, they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate. Now, there's about three or four different discussions in this, but we're focusing on, amen, amen, the rebuilding here. This point of view, amen, about what Jesus did and what God said in the beginning. But notice now, let's go to the 8th chapter of John. The 8th chapter of John. The Pharisees brought forth the law. They brought forth what God gave Moses. Sometimes we miss that point. God gave Moses the law. Moses, he was a great, bright man, educated man, but he did not have the wisdom of the Holy Spirit and God to foresee all the man pitfalls and all the things that the enemy, amen, Satan was going to throw at the human race, amen. So Moses wrote what God told him, amen. So the point is, sometimes we bring up, amen, it's Moses' law. It's not Moses' law, amen. He was the giver of what God gave him. But listen, amen. John the 8th chapter. Then everyone went home, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives early in the morning. He went back to the temple. Amen. And all the people gathered around him. This is the, I'm reading, the first one was the King James Study Bible. Now we're in the Good News Bible. And he sat down and began to teach them, and the teacher of the law and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught committing adultery, and they made her stand before them all. Teacher, they said to Jesus, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. In the law, Moses commanded that such a woman must be stoned to death. Now, what do you say? This is to trap Jesus so that he could not, they could accuse him, but he bent over and wrote on the ground with his fingers. And they stood there asking him questions. He straightened up and said to them, which one of you have committed those sins may throw the first stone at her. Then he bent over again and wrote on the ground. When they heard this, they all left one by one. The older one first, Jesus was left alone with the woman standing there. He straightened up and said to her, Where are they? Is there no one left to condemn you? No one, sir, she said. Well then, Jesus said, I do not condemn you either. Go, but do not sin again. Now, was Moses wrong? The Pharisees saying what Moses said, or was Jesus wrong? Or is there a contradiction? You know, many like say there's a contradiction in the Bible and what Jesus did and what God gave Moses. And where are we now? Where are we now in this discussion? Remember, God came to have life. We might have it more abundantly. And Jesus is God. He is God. He's the Word of God. He's wrapped up. And the Word became flesh, according to St. John, the first chapter. The Word became flesh and walked among us. He came among his own. Now, we're going to open the lines now. We're not going to get too far. We want someone else might be to have experienced certain things they want to share. Maybe we'd like to hear your point of view. Can a child of God, amen, marry again? Can they marry again? And nobody's wrong. We're not going to condemn you. This was when you press 1 on your phone and our technician tap you in, we're just going to give the last 4 digits of your telephone number, and you can go right ahead and begin speaking. All right, our lines are open. Amen. Can a child of God remarry again after divorce? Amen. God bless you. Just continue to call a friend, tell a friend. You can have a scripture. If not, just maybe to share some things that you have gone through, your experience. And I found that this subject here, and I used to hold to the fact, St. John, Matthew's 19, very strongly. But, you know, many pastors, they deal with many things. Okay, we have a caller, last 4 digits, 4427. Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. Good evening, Bishop. You really got a real tough one tonight. I wrestled with it. I've been wrestling with it for the past 24 hours, but it's very hard, and I wanted to kind of weigh in on it, but I'm telling you, I've been in the Old Testament, and I'm in the New Testament, King James, and I'm giving it my best shot, but Matthew's, and I look in Matthew's chapter 19, verse 9, It said, "And I say unto you, whosoever put away his wife except for fornication shall marry another, and shall marry another committed adultery. And whosoever marry her is put away, that is put away committed adultery." And then I was back over in Deuteronomy, and Moses wrote the divorcement bill, and I'm going to be honest with you, I still got to do a lot of research on this one because it's a tough one. And
yes.
I do know that the Word of God says, Paul wrote and said, you know, if you cannot sustain yourself, refrain yourself from sexual activity, it'd be better that you marry than be burned. And but that when it comes to divorce, though, at the Christian remarrying after divorce, I'm telling you, I'm really stuck. So I'm not much good tonight on this one. Amen. Thank you anyway.
Oh, God bless you. That's why we open up subjects like this. And what I found in my travels, I found, and I had to pray on this thing. Like you say, I was wrestling with it. We thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. In my travels, the Lord gave me St. John, the 8th chapter. Yes, he did, because I ran across some pastors, and we all was dealing with this situation because of the fact it wasn't helping the body of Christ. Amen. And many things was happening in my belief. Amen. I was cutting my teeth, and amen, I was standing toe to toe on Matthew 19. But when showed me the book of John, the book of John, the 8th chapter, and the Holy Spirit, amen, dealt with me, and I didn't realize that when Jesus told the was anyone there? Amen. Accused. The 10th verse says that when Jesus lifted up himself and he saw none of them but the woman, he asked unto her, "Woman, where art thou accusers? Has no man condemned you?" And she said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said unto her, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go," and when the word sin came up, it came up so big like it illuminated the whole Bible. And I had to take another look. I had to go back to the commandments of God, the 10 commandments. The command Jesus said, amen, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Now God forgives sin. He forgives sin. So here's God, Jesus is God. He is God. And he said, if we go back and, we want to go too far, but we're going to stay right there for a moment and let someone else call in. The word here is sin. The word here is sin we're dealing with. Then that same book, that same chapter, we're going to clarify a little bit more. But this what I shared it with different pastors and the Holy Spirit. He wrote it. He wrote the book. And sometimes we overlook sin. We figure nothing can be forgiven. But God forgives. He's the one. And Jesus said, "I don't condemn you." Amen. For what happened, just don't go do it no more. You see. All right, we're gonna open up the lines, and might be someone else want to weigh in on it tonight. We want to make sure we cover all bases on this subject. Someone else can just punch in, and we'll see the last four digits. And we have another one at last four digits 4556. 4556 are your last four digits. Go right ahead. 4556. You're on there. Your last four digits of your telephone number. Yes.
Hello.
Right. Hello. You're on there. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. God bless you.
How you
good
doing?
To hear from you.
Amen, amen. I was thinking about that when you said Jesus asked, where are thine accusers? And she said, Lord, there are none. And he said, he told her, he forgive her. He said, go and sin no more. So he don't accuse us. So that let us know we all sin and fall short. So it was a choice. If you were married and if someone does something, it's a choice whether you decide to stay with the individual when they do something according to what man say or what the law say. It's a choice for that sister to stay with that brother and work things out. Or if the individual is going to come in between their service of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
they like I said again, it's their choice. But I thank God that, you know, God don't want nobody in turmoil or walking around with a hard heart or with mm-hmm. an alt in their heart. Because it's like laying down in a cold bed of hot coals.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Amen. So God wants you to be at peace with Him, and He wants you to be at peace with man too. Amen. Mm-hmm. So He don't want nothing to separate you from Him. That's the main thing.
Right, right. Very good.
Amen.
All right, keep going if you go ahead.
Amen. And the Bible tells me when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. Now, sometimes, you know, we might strike out, or a woman might strike out when she gets yoked up with a man. But sometimes you're like a baseball. You might strike out the first time, the second time. But the third time, you might hit a home run, or you might hit a home run on the second. Or on the first pitch, you might hit a home run. So that's why it's good to know that you know that you know that God is leading you. So, amen. But if you strike out, you have a chance to get back in the ball game. Just practice for next season. Lord have mercy.
All right. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
we're not advocating promoting 4 and 5 marriages now. We just want to make this point. Amen. But we understand what you're saying. Sometimes you can't have. Amen. We do have arguments. We do have discussion and disagreements. You know, Paul and Mark fell out because Mark walked away from the mission. Amen. But the brethren came back together. Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. God bless you. Very good point. Very good point tonight. Amen. That's why we want everybody to put their little bit in. Amen. The Bible says, out of the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, let my word be established. And we're reaching out to not only the Holy Spirit, amen, those of you, amen, we want to hear what your point of view is, amen, before we psalms up this discussion tonight, amen, today, wherever you might be. Just push 1 on your phone. Amen. We're glad to have you come in. Amen. And you don't have to, we're not asking for your name and address. What we're just saying is that what we're going to do is just hear from your last 4 digits of your phone. Amen. And that way you can express yourself, amen, freely. Amen. All right. If we have anyone else, it's a toll-free number. You can dial 1-855-236-2252, 1-855-236-2252, or you can dial 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Let's push 1 on your phone. Amen. We like to have what you have to say. Amen. We know what you have to say is very important, and that's why we're reaching out, amen, to all different areas, amen, to share with us some of that great experience and learn. Okay, the last 4 digits is 4271. 4271. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Bless you, Bishop. How you doing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You come in just in time.
I was running a little late. I was talking with on the long distance. But anyways, okay. I believe the subject was how Christians do after divorce. What was that subject, Bishop?
Can Christians remarry after divorce? Can they remarry?
Okay. All right. Now, I was listening to what was said, and I'm thinking that Christians should never divorce.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it happens, but we have to stick with what God requires, and in light of what's going on. So I think that Jesus never, in a sense, told the church that they can divorce. You see, because divorce and sin are two different things. Sin is what called divorce.
Mm-hmm.
But divorce. It can be the same as sin because God hates both of them. You see, so when people come together, they come together in God's institution. They come together because, in a sense, whoever it is, God brings them together. Some people say, "Well, God never joined them." Well, they entered the institution of marriage. So we find that God says marriage is honorable. That's the book of Hebrews. And
yes,
the
sir.
Bed is undefiled. But now he said, whoremongers and adulterers, he himself will judge. So the question is, will he judge later or will he judge when you commit adultery? You see?
Okay.
So since we belong to God, we no longer ourselves, then we have to seek counsel and offer advice. Now, that's what Paul was talking about when he said that it was revealed to him that they shouldn't divorce, but they should. Well, he didn't say divorce. He said they allowed to separate. But he said to give themselves to fasting and prayer, that they would come back together, and that the devil don't get a hold to them. The devil don't influence them. You see what I'm saying? They're not fine and content, amen, because they what? God is going to help them if they consult him. That's what the fasting and prayer is about. Now, I said that because people are doing these things, but it's not the will of God. See, that's why he said, don't be unequally yoked, indicating don't marry an unbeliever if you're a believer, because you're going to have a breakdown in directions where you go. Amen. So
Amen.
This is what we're looking at. God is able to keep you married or single, but you got to do what? You got to walk and be obedient to God. And what happened is, I noticed sometime in my marriage, I have to rethink the whole thing. You see, you got to always include God in every decision in your life, because he wants you what? To be successful. So that's what I'm kind of looking at, because people are marrying, and they don't know what the person was all about. They just like what they see. I think there's further development can be added to their life. But it got to be much more than that, you see?
So
this is what brings difficulty. And the last thing I want to say, you see, divorce is like a mark. Divorce is like a stain, you see? It troubles your intellect. It troubles your spirit, man. You see, because first of all, God hates it. Now you can say this and say that, but God hates it. And I heard somebody talking about if there's a breakdown between the families, I don't care what it is, the blood of Jesus is able to take care of it. But it said, looking unto Jesus. That's our destination, really. He's the author and finisher. And you stay with him, amen, you can work it all out. Now, I'm a witness to that, amen. You stay with Jesus, amen. You don't have to do no running. Amen. Right. Just humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he'll lift you up. I don't care what it is. And I find it to be true. But that's what I was thinking, Bishop. How you doing tonight, anyway?
All right. Well, you I'm glad you came in, because it's a tough one. It's a tough one now.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough one.
But it needs to be talked about.
God is calling us to stand. Amen.
Yeah,
you can't be shivering with this word now. And the devil will. I got on a van the other day, and there was a young lady. I thought it was that she had ADH or she had some kind of mental difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
And I got on there, and she cussed me up and down. I mean, she said some horrible things to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, now, what is this? So finally I determined it was the enemy using her.
Yeah.
So then I said to her, I know what's wrong with you. She said, what wrong with me? I said, you need God.
Yes,
she
sir.
Said, you lie. I said, no, you need God. So then I said to her, tell you what. Why don't you ask Jesus to save you? You know who Jesus is. Ask him to save you. And I knew it was the enemy right then, because she refused. She shut up and stopped talking. Refused to say it.
All right.
You
yes,
see?
Sir. Yes, sir.
So today, today we have to pray more just to stand, Bishop. And especially when it comes down to our spouses, you got to hold on. What we sing this song to God's unchanging hand. I don't care what the world is doing. You got to stand, because he coming for me. Amen. I hope you got your ticket, but I know he coming for me.
That's what we're working.
That's what I wanted to say, Bishop. Thank you.
All
sir.
Right. God bless you. God bless you. And we open up another area here because of the fact that, amen, it's good to have, amen, clarity and two or three out of mouth for two or three witnesses. And we have to bring in the yokes and the unequal yokes. We have to bring it in, amen, the time when the children of Israel were married, amen, out of the yoke they married, the ones when they was in exile, and, amen, the Lord told them through the prophet, amen, and they moaned and they cried. He told them they have to separate, So here what we're having, amen, to save those that are in the body of Christ. Amen. We will have difficulties. We will have difficulties, and that's where the engagement come in. You have to have spend some time to engage, fall in engagement, and they call it patrol in the Bible days, get to know one another and pray with one another and see if this a believer, amen, that you are striving with, because then the Holy Ghost will help us reason together and talk together. So there will be difficult subjects come up in life, with children, money, and today money, and the health problems and different things, and the enemy want to destroy marriage. Now understand, sometimes we overlook what marriage is about. God told Adam and Eve, and also in the beginning of time, be fruitful and multiply. Without marriage and without husband and wife, there'd be no multiplication on the earth. And this is very important, amen, when we look at marriages, amen, the purpose. Not only loneliness, God saw that Adam needed a friend, but also marriages produce and reproduce. All right. Now, you just push one on your phone, amen. We're going to work it down tonight. Now, there are some unbelievers that have married believers. That's a whole different ball game, a whole different discussion. There are some believers have married unbelievers, amen. And one point here about what Peter made, let's draw this in here. Peter made this discussion. That's why it's important. Believers, amen, know the word. We know the word. We strive for the word. We strive to have eternal life. That's why we all came to Christ, John 3:16, hearing the gospel of John 3:16. First Peter said in the third chapter, amen, in the seventh verse, amen. We have to be mindful of this, that, amen, Peter said that, amen, likewise, ye husband, dwell with them according to knowledge. Give honor to the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers. Now you arguing and disappointed and you upset, the enemy want to do that, and your prayers can be hindered. It's very important. Amen. Amen. Your prayers can be hindered. You marry someone and you can't agree on anything. Amen. Your prayer is not going to be accepted by God. According to the scripture now, I'm just reading what the scripture says. I believe what the Bible says. Your prayers will be hindered. Amen. We got to strive together. Amen. God accept. Amen. Togetherness. Reason together. Amen. When they got together in the Garden of Eden. Amen. Okay, let me go. Let me recognize another caller. You can press 1. We want to work it over. Amen. Before we get in the last minutes of the program, might be someone else like to share in. Amen. On this discussion tonight, because there are many things happening today. There are some that are losing their jobs. There are some that in their health problems. Amen. There are some that are having family issues. Amen. And they can't be together. And all of a sudden they decide this to go right ahead. And there are some that have been plotting. Amen. The enemy have given them such a revelation that they decide they want to get out. They want to trap some of God's people. Amen. And they're using everything possible. And once the child of God find out he's been trapped and fell in a pitfall, and this is what my finding, and as I would travel around the parts of the country and out of the country, there were many saints, they made a mistake in marrying the wrong person. They did. And all of a sudden, for some reason, they want to get out of the marriage. They want to get out of the marriage, and they came up with, amen, these whatever rules or regulation they thought of and got man to. And, you know, a real child of God, he want to follow peace. Or she want to follow peace. But according to Scripture, they could not find anyone. Like Matthew 19, the Pharisee says, amen, what Moses said, amen, about if a person caught in adultery, they should be stoned. Amen. And they could not find anyone. Amen. That brought this lady to Jesus. So there they are being grieved. We have to have compassion. God is a God of love. God is not a God. There are some has taken to war. Amen. That's not the body of Christ. And Paul told the Corinthians, amen, they went to court. Amen. So here we are. Here we are. We have another caller. You can push 1 on your phone, and amen, our technician will put you in. Amen. We would like to hear what you have to say. Amen. You can dial 1-855 toll free 236-2252. Amen. Dial 1-347-215-8816. Amen. God is a God of love. He loves people. Amen. He's not a God of bondage. He's not a God, amen, that come to you praying and you fasting, but your spirit is all yoked down and bitter because of some people just cannot forgive. He said, well, you should forgive. But listen, unless you in this type of problem, it's a well of a problem. Some disobedience got people in a well of a problem like Jonah. God told them not to. God told them this. But they're in there. Jonah did come out. Jonah did come out of the whale's mouth when he repented and he decided to do what God wanted him to do. So here we are. If somebody, can they now come out? Let's deal with that. Let's work on that in the latter part of this study. Amen. Something that happened, and the devil have tricked, which he always is a deceiver. He always is a deceiver. That's what he does. That's what he does. Amen. Amen. That's what he does. Things have been broken up, and we ran across some believers that have been separated for years, but they bitter. They bitter, and they got a stone heart. Amen. And they're not only against the church, but some have turned against mankind. Amen. Amen. And they can't get out. They don't know what God says, amen, about the situation. Amen. So that's what we're trying to help tonight. That's those we're trying to help. Amen. Let's press 1 on your phone. Amen. We're about love tonight. God is about love. God is about peace. Amen. 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 We got to forgive. We got to go on. We got to go on. We got to forgive. Amen. Notice what Jesus said. Amen. Notice what Jesus said. Amen. Jesus said, if anyone told a woman, amen. Now, here, this is God in the flesh. Jesus said, now, here we go. Here we go. Woman, where art thou accusers? There was nobody there accusing. Because everybody was caught in sin. Everybody, Jesus knew everybody was in sin. We was all born in sin. We was all born in sin. Amen. And Jesus told her, now, is this biblical? It was biblical. God, Jesus said it. Jesus said it. And was Moses right? That's something we can argue about. Because was Moses right? When Moses gave out the law, was he right? Did he supposed to do that? But God gave Moses the information. All right. All right. We have the last 4 digits. We are, amen. We would like for you to press 1 on your phone. All right. The last 4 digits is 4427.
Yes, Bishop. You know, this thing of people, of Christians and non-Christians, wondering if God, does God still love us? Does he still love us? The Holy Spirit was worked on me with that just the other day and said that we have to realize that God created us, and after creating us, which of us would sacrifice one of our children to prove to someone how much we love them? And God did that. How can you let the accuser tell you that God would ever stop loving you? He's given the ultimate sacrifice by sacrificing his only child to prove his love for us, so he would never stop loving us. He's sacrificing more than what any of us would ever do.
That's very true. Very good. Very good. Yes, that's very good. Very good. Sometimes we lose sight of that. We lose sight of that. That message to the world. God loves everybody. He loves everybody. He loves. He loves. Before we was even born, he loved. Amen. Amen. Just what Jesus died. He died for love. This is a love issue here. This issue is not about hate, frustration, or nobody shouldn't want to go to hell. We all talking about going to heaven. Amen. Everybody want air conditioning this time of the year. We shouldn't want to put nobody in a place with a hot oven. And when you have an option, anybody would want an option to go. Would you rather be in a building with air conditioning and nice cool water? Of course. Of course. Amen. Amen. And God love. He's love. That's right. That's very good. Very good. Amen. All right. All right. All right, anyone else? Amen. We're kind of winding down here. We know it is. We believe what the subject says, but like I said, this scripture, this chapter was given to me. This chapter was given to me. All right. All right, Brother Hester, you're still on the air. The 8th chapter of St. John. 4427. All right, go right ahead. Okay. The 8th chapter of John, amen, and I was preparing myself to minister And in this latter part of that chapter, the word sin came up. I mean, the word that jumped out. And I thought I knew what sin was. I had certain things. I said, this is sin, this is sin, this is sin. But I had to rethink this. I had to rethink this and look up and reexamine, amen, the Ten Commandments that God gave us. Amen. He gave it to Moses. He gave it to Moses. And sin, sometimes we forget that God forgives. Amen. Things. He forgives sin. He forgives. He breaks his commandments. He forgives. There are certain things he won't. You blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, he won't. But he told him about the sixth chapter of Deuteronomy is one of them. Amen. And the commandments, amen, that he gave. But it was the fifth chapter of Deuteronomy, the 18th verse. I shall not commit adultery. And I had to relook. That's why it's good to study the Bible. Had to relook. Now this word, now adultery can't be among the ten commandments that God gave Moses, because of the fact how we carry this. Divorce is, but it's a part of God's commandment. But Jesus said, he came, and Jesus said, listen, he told a lady, I don't condemn you for what happened. And if we go on down into this chapter, the latter part of this chapter, the eighth chapter of John, we better go into that because we're running out of time a little bit. But notice here in the book of Gospel according to St. John, and we're going to read it out of the Good News Bible. And notice what the Pharisees jumped on him about what he said. And they said unto him, and they asked Jesus, we are not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon in you. I have no demon, Jesus answered. I honor my Father, but you dishonor me. I am not seeking honor of myself, but there's one who is seeking it and who judge in my favor. I am telling you the truth. Whosoever obey my teaching will never die. They said unto him, now we know for sure that you have a demon. Abraham died and the prophets died, and you say that whosoever obey your teaching will never die. Our father Abraham died. You do not claim to be greater than Abraham, do you? And the prophet also died. Who do you think you are? Jesus answered, if I were to honor myself, that my honor would be worth nothing. The one who honors me is my Father. The very one you ask is your God. You have never known him, but I have known him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do not know him, but I do know him, and I obey his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he was to see the time of my coming. He saw it and was glad. And they said to him, you're not even 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham? Now this is what shook up everything. Now here we talking about a whole synagogue being uproar. He said, I am telling you the truth, Jesus replied. Before Abraham was, I am. And they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself. Now, this was the problem with this. The problem with Jesus told this lady that he forgive her of her sin. And they were saying, nobody can forgive sin but God. And Jesus was telling the disciples, he was telling the Jews that, listen, I am God. Before Abraham was born, amen, Abraham, and that they say, oh, my God, this is blasphemy. we cannot take this anymore. Let's stone this man and kill this man. Amen. He's not even 50 years old. But here's the issue. God will forgive sin. We can wrap it up. There are many things that we feel should not be forgiven, should not be overlooked. Amen. And that God won't work with it. God paid too big of a price. Amen. So thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for his word. Amen. When I came into this knowledge, because I always held Matthew 19, and I always held to divorce and fornication. Amen. But I had to go back and research all the commandments and all the teaching of Jesus and to find out, amen, to those to help those, amen, been plot against. That is, the enemy that got involved with people, he done plotted to destroy their lives. He have set up things and came into marriages and destroyed marriages. And some are being battered. The battered wives and the battered children, amen, are staying together. Amen. And this devil, this whatever she is, you might call Jezebel teaching, she knows she's destroying the family. And they have this man or have this woman, amen, bound down. Say, no, you can't do it. You better not get married again. I'm not going to let you go. Amen. Let's be real. Let's be in reality. Amen. And God doesn't want us. And Paul ran across that in the church, in the Corinthian church. Amen. For those that have been abused and misused and those that have been trapped and set up, amen, you can go on. You can go on. Amen. Is Moses was Moses wrong taking God's word? Amen. Jesus came along and made it easy. Jesus came along and made it easy for all of us. Amen. You want to go to heaven? You want to heaven? Just talk to him. But don't play with God. Don't play with God. Don't play with the Bible. Amen. This issue here, amen, is a very sensitive issue. It's a sensitive issue to the fact, amen, that, you know, there are many traps set. There are many people are breaking up homes now. Amen. The money. They married for money, and now it's coming out. It's coming out, really coming out. Amen. Amen. Job's family. Amen. Things broke up in Job's house. The wife walked off. Left Job there. Left him. Walked away from him. Amen. So, if we have any more callers here, we don't want to get too out there. Somebody might have something else to say because we're going into the last portion of the program. Let's press one on your phone. Press one on your phone. Amen. If you don't have scripture, but amen. This is for those that, amen, amen. Don't get bitter. Don't get bitter. Amen. Talk to God about it. Amen. Pick yourself up and go on and live. Amen. You got to live. Amen. God doesn't want you, amen, to destroy the kingdom of God, his work. Amen. Amen. God have an answer for every problem. The Holy Spirit. Amen. But God loves everybody. He loves the ones, amen, that don't love him. He will love you. That's why the Bible says in the last days, there's going to be many betrayals going on. And love of people going to grow cold. Going to grow cold. Amen. Just press one on your phone, and amen, our technician will type you in. Amen. And you can dial 1-855 toll free number 236-2252. 1-347-215-8816. Amen. To the battered women, the battered men. Amen. Well, God don't want us to divorce. God don't want us to separate. Amen. But God don't want you. Your prayers, when you're praying, your mind, your spirit is all yoked up and worried down. You can't get a prayer through. Amen. You're mentally in prison, in mental prison. Amen. Many have lost their, not only lost their faith, but they're full of fear. They don't have sound reasoning anymore. Amen. Because of the past that they've gone through, what they have gone through. Amen. The Bible said in the Proverbs, the righteous man can fall down 7 times and he can get up. He can get up. All right? All right, 1-855-236-2252. 1-347-215-8816. We have any callers, just press 1. Our technician, amen, we'll put you in. We're winding down, and amen, we're closing out now. Amen, we're at the tail end of this, amen, of this great discussion. It has to be discussed, amen. And the more you discuss the subject, amen, and there are some widows, amen, that has choose to be a widow. They're not going to marry no more. And there's some that I talk with, no, I've been in, no, sir, I've been married 2 times and I'm not going to marry no more. I'm through with it. You know, no, I'm not. And the men are no good. In the church now, I'm talking about in the church, in the body of Christ. And this destroying the young people, the children. Amen. The enemy, he's a great deceiver. You might think that he's after your home or whatever. It could be very possible. But what about the seed of the family, the children that's going to supposed to be produced out of that marriage? Amen. Could be another Moses or Jeremiah, or, amen, a great apostle, a great teacher. Amen. Coming up, the enemy fighting. He's fighting children. He's tearing at the homes and scattering the children. Oh, he's fighting his people, saying that, you know, you love one another. Amen. But the reproduction line, he want to cut off. He want to cut off all the reproduction line of the human race. Amen. If he stopped the reproduction of the human race, the devil wanted, he can destroy human race again. Amen. He come, you know, to get man, amen, to destroy himself, amen. He's a deceiver, he's a liar, but God is able. Thank God for Jesus. Jesus come that we might have life and we might have it more abundantly. Amen. Amen. I know many pastors are wrestling with that, and we wrestle with that. Hebrews 13, and the Lord showed us Hebrews 13 that all marriages is honorable. Save and unsaved, unequal yoke, amen, male and female, they're honorable, everywhere you go. So that's my wife, amen. He might be in the shop hanging out, but that's my husband, people honor that, they honor that. But the thing about it, amen, when they break up, and one, he was designed to destroy that home. God don't like it. He don't like it. Amen. God bless you tonight, today, wherever you might be to hear in this program. Amen. Let the Holy Spirit lead you and you study it. Amen. That's what happened to me in St. John the 8th. The Holy Spirit, you might read things 100 times and all of a sudden, amen, the Holy Spirit bring to your understanding, say, this is it. That what was happening is sin. And God will forgive sin. Amen. But don't play with it. Don't use repentance. Amen. As a play toy. Amen. God forgive. When you know the enemy is plotting against him to destroy the kingdom of God, destroy the building of the church, God is there. Now we thank God for all of you to call tonight, those that are hearing. Amen. We'll close out. Father, we thank you, O God, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the truth. God, you say truth. When we hear the truth, shall set us free. And we pray that this message here would be a blessing to someone's soul. Amen. And Lord, we ask you to bless them. And this we ask, O God, in Jesus' name, continue to pour out your blessings upon them. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Amen. Thank you.